This is Flash at the Droppin' a Coil show with Larry Woods and Rob Works. We're here on a Thursday, the 18th of June, 2020 so far. Check in with Grimner on the reallibertymedia.com and see how we're sounding for episode tonight. Anyway, I usually introduce the chatters and the bots and bodies is what I call them. People like to be mentioned on the radio, and I like to mention them. And if you're interested in chatting in the RLM chat, tonight you've got your typing fun and games.
Chris says he's here, silence.
Uh-oh. We got to start over?
I don't know. Oh, you refreshed and now it's there.
Oh, so we're live. We're still fine then. Right?
I think we're live. It shows it's live.
Seems
to be going.
It's not really. Miss is talking about her festival, but maybe I don't know. Should I just go on or what?
Yeah, just keep going.
Hey, Grimner, we're all good. So we got through your chat. We've got Barman and Beetle, Cowboy Tech, Grimnir, Moose Girl, Kate, Anti, Chalstoney, Circle O, Dampin, Meter, Me, Frumpy Work, Graham Z, Java Doctor 2, Prince, Rob Works, Trust Number 1, Vanna White, W4DKB, Weather Dork, Woodman, Z, Chloe Singular, The Phantom, CC66, Cyborg, Noodle, E-Man, and Civ, Grommet, Jays, Nines, Jays, L, Woods, 01, Matt, WJ, 2002, Mr. Snick, Ponsa, Sock Puppet, Skulls in there. Hey, out there. The Holiest Roger and Z-Pix. So if you're chatting at Bots and Bodies, that's what you got. So we decided to step on to other topics, take a little turn, right, guys?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to throw one out at you live and see what we can do with it, and it's really fucking controversial. So, do you want to be clean and nice, or do you want to be like me? Well, I don't want to hurt your show.
But hit me with your best shot.
Okay. I've tried to explain to people in the internet realm that I have a solution to your national crises. And they say, well, hey, Flash, what the hell are you talking about? And I tell them, if you want to fix America, you got to get all the Senate Jews, get them all the fuck out. That starts your healing right there. Once you get Israel out of America, America will stop looking like Palestine. Whoops, did I touch your nerve?
I'm all for that. The Zionist Jews are the ones that are fucking up the world. The real Jews are lovely folk.
Exactly. See, Larry, that's why I bring up scary stuff, because you know. So what do you got to say about that?
Well, the Zionist Jews are the Russians. They're from that country, Kurdistan, or I forgot the name of it. Some country up just next to Russia. And they migrated down and took over. Yeah, I'm going to make everybody mad now. The way of the world is the rich folks go in and make really nice neighborhoods. And then they get old and die, and their children sell their houses. And they sell their houses to the less rich, the poorer folks, the minorities, the people that don't have as much money as their parents did. And they use it up, tear it up, make it really, really bad. And then the Zionist Jews come in and buy it up and re-rent it. So it's a cycle. And then pretty soon it all gets torn down and the rich folks buy it up again and make nice houses, and it'll go through the same cycle over and over and over.
Well, that's not the popular belief about those particular people who live in the Middle East. There are a lot of folks out there that seem to think that Israel people are the victims when they're the aggressors.
Yes, just like America.
Yeah, and any other country like this one's probably had to tie up with the U.S. and shit. I know that as a fact. I shouldn't say probably. But the Danes have a navy.
Always been aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but the Danes have a navy, Rob.
Okay.
So in that international bullshit game these rich people play, they've got to represent Denmark. So they can't be neutral in this crap. They got to be participating in it. Or they get slapped in the face. Hey, what are you? You're the other side. So they play the game. And I think what Cirque told me was, yeah, they sent a submarine as their, you know, to help in the Iraq situation, which is a little bit interesting because it's landlocked. So outside of bombing it from the sea, I don't know what the fuck else they could do. It was symbolism. But first still, part of this devastating fucking war machine, these idiots.
It was a grand virtue signal.
Virtue signal. Oh, there's another new word to learn.
Yeah.
Help us dominate the world, or we will dominate you.
Okay, but outside of the American Senate being half of them are holding dual citizenship with Israel, which I don't understand how they pull this shit off.
Yeah,
you know, you can't even be a citizen if you want to have dual citizenship. You got to go through this and that and the other. But in America, as long as it's Israel, just got to be a seller.
Well, they openly demand you sign an oil loyalty oath to Israel.
Yeah. I know that.
How much more in your face does it need to be? I mean,
it's the interpretation. What do you think, Larry?
It's our fault for looking these assholes.
Jeez. Talk about... Pretty much.
George Carlin, he said, I don't vote, and the reason why is because I don't want to be held accountable for what's going on.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. I agree with that. But see, then the people that vote and think that there's a difference in parties and all that horseshit, they don't realize they're being screwed by the same group of people, no matter what color they think they're liking. The whip doesn't care. And it shows itself in, you know, right, our present situation in life with the control freaks sticking their hand up your damn, you know, stuff, trying to see if you got any yellow cake between your butt cheeks there, Mr. Traveler.
Yeah.
You could be a threat to national security.
Be a good American, hate everybody equally, that way we keep you divided and not united to come against us.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, Larry, you get to... It takes me 5 minutes to say it and do it 20 seconds. Thanks a lot, Mr. Smart Guy.
Brings it down to the basic elements.
Well, beside the U.S. Senate, who the hell in their right mind supports Israel, and why? How could you be blind to the reality of what Israel did?
Has done and is doing.
Yeah, but it's did, done, that. It's still there, Ron. Please. Mr. Correctly.
Steal somebody else's country just because we want what they've got.
So what was the point of Palestine and all this horseshit over the years? They tell you one story, and then if you dig through all the history and find real things, they're always different than what the news and educators told you. or maybe the religious. Of course, the religious is the most far-fetched. But their sources are, you know, they're faith-based. No reality at all. They just go, yeah, that's going to be a law.
History is written by the winners.
When are we going to win? I'm sick of these fucking rules. People are convinced, you guys, that anarchists are violent, chaotic, and lazy. Well, not lazy. We are lazy, but worthless, I would say. We're a hindrance on humanity.
Useless eaters.
Yeah, but the true human that is truly an anarchist just doesn't give a shit about shit. Nothing to do with hurting anybody or burning down a building. That would be too much work for me. What about you?
People write way too much into the word anarchy. It has a very concise and simple meaning.
I know that.
No rulers. Nobody's calling the shots. That doesn't mean you're violent. That doesn't mean you're lazy. That doesn't mean anything. Other than nobody's telling you what to fucking do.
Well, that's one way to put it.
I'm all for it. As long as you don't hurt somebody else or destroy somebody else's property, do whatever the hell you want to do.
Well, yeah, but see, they broadened the word victim over the last 40 or so years. So now if somebody calls you a she because you dress like a girl but you're a guy, you can be insulted and sue them. I don't know, something like that.
That's what they'd like. That's not the reality.
I'm too old to keep up with all the political correctness, and I call people what I think I see.
And you're still alive. Go figure.
Yeah. They ain't killed me yet, but they've been trying.
How long?
72 years, down nine.
And see? And counting.
And counting.
Stop crying, you little...
I got another 18 or 20 in me, too.
Probably. We're expecting that, Dan. Because I started a movement of my very own.
You're around long enough to finish this coral business anyway. Then you can do what you want.
Oh, yeah. After the fact. I've started my own movement. I'm calling it the non-movement movement. And it's really good because you don't have to do shit.
Don't join. Don't participate.
It's how you know you're successful, because you ain't doing it. It's like the first step to freedom. And here's the thing that cracks me about all these people that talk about this freedom shit nonsense, right? If it's free, why are you paid for it? No response. So.
Sorry, I got distracted on the chat. He's got something going on about his case. The judge is having him write a complete history of his case.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. But that was kind of preaching, Mike.
J.P. Morgan, if you can't charge for it every month, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, if you can't put a meter on it, I don't want it.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, you guys are a lot of fun.
Oof. Well, nothing is free. Free energy is not free. You got to pay for the equipment. But once you pay for the equipment, then it's still not free, because every 4, 5, or 10 years, you've got to replace a circuit board. Well, that's $2.50 right now. And if you pay somebody else to put it in, it might be $50. So, you know.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in that free energy perpetual motion trap.
There's no such thing as perpetual motion.
Yeah.
If it's a magnetic drive motor, that magnet is going to run down in 300 to 400 years, and there's nothing we can do about it but replace it.
Damn it. Well, so I don't want it then.
Yeah, me neither. A bunch of crap.
Keep your damn note.
Wow.
It wears out in 300 years. Jeez.
Yeah, who needs it?
Just think of the landfills that will be suffering because we don't have all those products to throw away.
I know.
Wow. See, you deep thinkers. You think of all the important stuff.
We'll have to. But
hey, but I'm in a hurry. I need it yesterday. And I'm still trying to figure out who in the fucking world today, in their right mind, that isn't a nut job, could support Israel and what they do. And because I agree with Larry, it's the Zionists, and they're using the name Jew for protection to get away with their evil crap. And because people are all caught up in this religious drama shit, they abide by this insanity to appease a handful of people. A little tired of it. And I'm one of those people. But I wouldn't want to take advantage of the rest of you guys like that. It just rubs me raw to, I don't want to play that.
Yeah. I don't consider you one of those people.
You would if I lived in Israel and was like a Jew. Jew.
Flash, are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Maybe you can explain to me exactly what kosher means. Untouched by human hands?
No.
Untouched by rabbi.
The method of slaughter is part of it. The method that you slaughter by, and then it's got to be blessed by the guy with the gold electrons. He looks kind of like he belongs in an after-hours club in Manhattan.
So what is the method of slaughter?
That's Jewish shit. I'm not real acquainted with all that. I just know the principle. I don't participate in the rituals. I don't believe in the thing. I just got born into it. And these people claim me. So what do? Reject people because they're kind? I mean, geez, they don't really know anything more than what they know. Not everybody takes this religious crap to the levels of Holocaust and all that crap. I don't. And there's others that don't. But, most people, they fucking do. What am I saying? I must be losing my mind, Larry.
Wow.
Do you know how many people you'll meet in your life that don't know that it wasn't the Holocaust did or didn't happen? Is that they were calling those slave labor camps something different to distract you from what took place. Yeah, and like I've said many times, that was American money laying the railroad tracks in occupied Poland to these labor camps.
Mm-hmm.
So,
propaganda words.
But, hey, man, George Bush's daddy, what's his name, Prescott? He had him a ball bearing manufacturing plant in occupied Poland during World War II. That's right. He was a war profiteer.
Well, ball bearings drop molten metal from a high altitude and let them air cool.
Remember you brought that up to me?
Yeah.
See, I listened to you. And then I follow through and I connect.
It has to be in a vacuum, right?
Yeah, in a vacuum. Right.
Otherwise you get a teardrop.
Yeah.
I get one of those.
We've been playing with the teardrops lately. Vibrating a single drop of water at different frequencies to see what the patterns come out. Beautiful stuff. When the harmonious frequencies, when your equipment is in resonance, the pattern will be beautiful. When it's in dissonance, when it's not in resonance, it'll be just a random shape.
Chaos.
Yes. Lovely stuff to play with.
Vibrating water drops?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I guess the wind does that too in a way, doesn't it?
Different frequencies, different thought patterns, the frequencies that your mind puts out.
Yeah, all that weird shit.
Yeah. That makes different shaped crystals when you freeze the water.
Donna has responded to your question, Flash.
Oh, did I ask something? I was type in notes.
Not Flash, Larry.
There
about
you
the kosher food.
Oh.
Kashrut is a whole body of law pertaining to what is kosher foods and the way to prepare them.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And that varies from community to community, depending on your variety of Jew you are.
I didn't know there was more than one variety of Jew.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm stupid.
Just like Christians, there's...
It's all Rob's fault.
There's different kinds of sex. Everybody has their own idea.
I like sex.
Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of why I stay away from organized religion, Rob. Is, you know, if you got to join a club and the rituals and no secret words that other people don't know, I don't like shit like that. Secrets is what causes
all the same to me. Religion others.
Right, but they get secrets within groups. Any group has their own, like, little theme. That's what makes you a group. And they usually they're shut off to new people. People come in and they're shut out immediately by the group.
Yeah. Yeah. Out of all the religions, government is the worst.
Okay. I believe you.
Don't do what I tell you to do. You're going to go to hell and burn forever.
Yeah.
Aren't they loving and kind?
Yeah. Think about the concept of hell. If your father in heaven loves you more than your father on earth, your father on earth would never even consider sending you to a place like hell. So why would somebody that loves you more consider it?
It's a little bit hypocritical, don't you think?
But it's a good story.
Yeah.
You know, if you're young enough, I would assume at my age today that if I had been confronted with all that religious stuff and raised with it, I would believe it to this day, too, because it's the first thing I knew. But that's not what they spent their time teaching me, so I didn't learn any of that shit.
Oh, they even have unions, Donna says. There's rabbinical unions that oversee things that are kosher and up to standards.
Wow.
For retail.
Damn, Mike.
Yeah, that was...
Wow. Well, you know the damnedest thing about all this Arab-Jew shit is? If you stand up next to each other in the same clothes, you can't tell one from the other.
Yeah. I've always thought that it would be a good idea to make everybody's army fight naked. That way you couldn't go.
Well, now the Jews of the Arabs, they'd have a very distinct difference. Yeah, they'd be going, oh wow, the guy, poor guy. I don't know if I can kill him. Look, there it is. Look what they did. But the worst of all this stuff is these people are related. Today, I mean, it's been 70 years. So the people that are alive in it now, they've all been fucking each other for 70 years. So guess what? We're all fucking Palestinians now, baby. Everybody.
Stacy Pippet!
Hippie, hippie.
I know. Hey, I live in a socialist country already, so I'm way the fuck ahead of you. There you go.
Oh, no, they're in every country. And they're in the governance of every country.
Well, don't ruin my illusion. You Captain Buzzkill. But the difference between me and some other people is I admit it's an illusion. But when you got to talk about something, man, this shit is fucking funny. They shut down. They shut down the economy overnight. Because, you want to know why?
Because they can.
No, because the real reason for it is there's no money. They can't.
Yeah,
they can't print any more money without really bizarre explanations.
So they made for the collapse.
So they made a COVID and they let people riot. Now they got all these reasons to do the things they're going to do to you. I don't mean you and Rob in particular, but some of you in America out there in the free world have, you know, you hit a skid mark with your government. Because I don't see this as people talk at all. Do you? And it's your, you know, I don't really claim it anymore or anything like that, but I'm looking at it and I'm saying, no, the people that are doing all this horrible shit, no, those aren't the regular people.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's not the population. That's the government.
It's the same oligarchs that are running the rest of the world, the whole country, yeah. The whole world.
No. That 13 people.
Okay, I just didn't want my peers to think that I'm looking at my equals out there at home and looking down on them because they're fighting and rioting, because they're not. Those aren't the ones doing that. That's promoted, and it was pushed, and the weakest of the weak are the ones doing the dirty shit for the people that got, you know, in big companies to replace it all with.
I'm all for demonstrations. I think demonstrations are a wonderful way to get your point across. However, if you're going to demonstrate, don't be violent. If you're going to be violent against the right people. Be violent against the people that are doing this shit, not your own race or your own neighborhood. Your neighborhood's not the one that's causing the problem. It's your government. If you're going to be violent against somebody that makes a difference.
Yeah, see, I don't even go that far. If you're going to do something, spend all that energy and of course, none of these people have resources, so the resources are coming from somewhere.
Yep.
So that's in question. But if you're going to do something that's actually going to really make a difference. Like, build something that will help you become independent of their energy cartel.
Yeah, do something about it. Don't hurt your neighbor because you're mad.
To quit being assholes has never worked and never will.
Yeah.
Right, but can you consider the mental health of a person living in a city doing the mask thing and all that crap, washing your hands and gloves, and being a victim of that hoax about the virus, right? Then they spend 2 months in lockdown going along with all this shit that's really bad for them physically. But they don't know that because they're being lied to about it. But then they come out of all that, and then there's riots to go playing. After you've been deprived for 2 months, wow. This is just another stage American plan. They just get bigger and bigger every time.
It's a distraction to keep us from seeing what's really going on.
Hey, the dollar collapsed in September of like 2019.
Yep.
That's what happened. But how do you talk about that and not sound like, oh, where's your facts? Look around you. Where's my facts? I live in Denmark where we're not doing that shit. Apparently, Rob and Larry and Grim and Mary and it's a handful of people that are living in relatively peaceful places through all the drama that we're getting on the internet.
Yeah, it's isolated in the big cities. I mean, and all the leftist-run cities, Democrat cities. And I hate to use those terms because they all suck.
But you got to have two halves, though, to make a whole.
But that's where it's happening.
Yeah.
Places like Seattle, Portland, New York, L.A., you know.
I know. Well, at least I know from seeing it on the internet. What I don't know is I'm not actually physically capable of looking at it. So, it's very frustrating to just see the stuff on the internet news crap. And there's very little impartial, non-objective stuff coming through. Anything that's available to me here in Denmark on the internet right now, it's all got a side to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, either there's no neutral way to really present this shit in the first place. But they don't even try to. They just blatantly are either for it or they're against it. And there's supposed to be news people telling you about it.
Yeah.
Not encouraging you to choose which side do I want to be on.
Yeah, that hasn't happened in 50 years. But
what?
That's owned by 6 or 7 people, all the news media.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
And just for me, it always comes back to the same thing. All of this shit is completely fucking irrelevant and should be obsolete. We should be beyond all this shit.
Beyond all this, yeah.
We should be fucking exploring the stars by now.
Yeah, that's why I call this girl in the herd.
Filling gas tanks and making these motherfuckers rich so they can choose and choose our future, basically.
Using the thousands of ways for free energy out there.
Yeah, we've got a handful of megalomaniacs running the world and choosing our future, what it's going to be like.
And it's very grim.
That's what pisses me off.
Okay, mine isn't as bad at all. So, see, I get stuck in these arguments with people, and they're living in a different way, different reality than I am. But if you read about it here, they make it on paper and the internet and shit, they make it sound like it's terrible. So, either I'm full of shit, and I'm not in Denmark, or maybe the people that report information to the public are lying like motherfuckers. Or if not lying, exaggerating like they did with the corona. Misdirecting.
I don't even think that much. I think they're just reading the freaking lines. They're just bobbing heads, reading their fucking lines. A computer could do it.
We're doing what we're told.
You've seen the videos of all the bobbing heads saying the same exact thing over and 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 over. You know?
That's how we'll believe it.
It's neuro-linguistic programming. They pound it in and pound it in and pound it in and pound it in until it's all you know. That's how you get to hear.
The misinformation from school.
Okay, today I saw a link of the Portland police or out, whatever it was, armed in black suits and, you know, masks and all that shit, the visor things, clear visors.
Right.
And they were tearing the wall, concrete cinder block walls, they were pulling them off of Portland, some street in Portland.
Pallet.
So, my first question, I got two questions, right? Now, the same people that allowed all these horrible fucking events to take place are now slowly turning the other way, and they're going to use the resources that all this is about, the police, to regain control of the problem. So, what was all this for?
Misdirection.
From the money thing, you think? That's what I think. It's the only answer I've got.
Look at the money thing. The Treasury Department is taking over the Fed. The Fed is buying up all the bonds. What's going to happen? They're going to say, okay, it's time to pay back the money that you borrowed or that you bought these bonds. We're ready to call them due. Give us the money. The Fed is going to go into bankruptcy. And then the Treasury Department will take over, and the new U.S. note, the U.S. Treasury note, will be distributed. We'll go to a resource-backed economy.
Well, hasn't that been like an economist's dream of some kind for years?
Oh, yeah.
To go to the resource exactly. And get off a dollar bill kind of crap.
No.
But they always come up
with money.
Well, right, but they always, that's what I mean. They come out with arguing about, well, what would the value of something be if you didn't trade them in U.S. dollars? How come U.S. dollars is the only way there is to calculate a value?
The richest people in the world, the Arabs, oil landholders that deal in the petrodollar, they won't be able to do that anymore. especially when the free energy is released, if they'll ever do that. If you've got an unlimited power source, you don't need oil anymore.
Well, plus look what happened to oil. What, 3-4 months ago, it hit -$35 a barrel. So how do you recover?
And we still paid over $1 a gallon for it.
Yeah.
Suckers. Well, my Jewish family thanks you for that. But, I mean, wow. How can a country, a whole fucking country, 50 states, be this absolutely 50% divided like you are, is my question. And we don't have a liberal, crying girly liberal to explain that side of it, so we'll have to talk for them. Never mind. That was a joke.
Yeah, somebody in the chat just asked if a resource-backed economy will work when the energy is free. Yes, because then we can devote our time to science, to technology, to art, to music, to loving one another instead of having to go out every day and fight for a penny and then give it away at the end of the month.
To a government that doesn't do shit for you except watch your place burn in a riot.
The rest of the time. People can't even fathom the concept of living in abundance. It's foreign to them.
And they're worried about us putting people out of work by having free energy. No, those people will just have new jobs.
More money, and you'd be buying shit.
The free industry, Jim.
Crying out loud. See, they don't want us free. They want us to live in the illusion of freedom. And it's been working so well for them for so long. Then there's groups like you guys.
Free-range sheep.
Yeah, but aren't we all to a level? That's in my lack of participation. Although it is an act of rebellion, it doesn't seem to accomplish a whole fucking lot.
That's because you're the only one doing it. when it becomes a movement and millions of people do it, then it'll make a difference.
Well, that's what I say, but they don't believe me. They think I'm telling them a story. But that does lead me to open this pocket of worms here, is partnerships are not for everybody. See, like Larry and Grimm, they're lone wolves, that kind of thing. And then there's people like me and Rob, and we get into the partnerships thing in life, and it's an advantage over the solo act. You're using two straw men to make one stronger straw man against, the Admiralty Court world. For when you have to go to court and fight. Some people don't even want to be a person. They know better. Because there's ways around it. And that's a big thing here in Denmark.
I don't have a number.
It's what number for? Well, I was saying about being a man, a living man, is not as foreign here to the common man as it is to where I'm from.
Oh, yeah?
Well, they're telling me we've had conversations about religion because they claim atheists. And I'm, wow, that's interesting. But nope, they're atheists. That's their business. I don't tell them they're not atheists. But whatever belief system that you carry doesn't really make you it's got nothing to do with you. And that's just like a title or something. It's impressive to a certain kind of people that are tuned into that horseshit.
Yeah.
Larry knows all about that.
Well, yeah, it's like you're not your profession. Just because you're a mechanic, that's not who you are. You happen to have skill.
Yeah, but like Larry was saying, he's got some letters at the end of his title, and that indicates this, that, and the other, but to him it was not that big a deal. It was a bigger deal to other people than him. So,
absolutely.
Well, that's a hard thing to learn from somebody else. But I understand exactly what you mean from another angle. But to admit that the system has deceived you and you still survived it, so played in it. You played in it. You and Rob both were members of the organized thing at one time. I had a real job when I was 18. And that lasted until I was 19, and then it was done. That's it. I wasn't there long enough to file for a freaking tax thing.
Yeah.
So, but luckily for me, because of it, I never got involved in the IRS crap, and life went a way different way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if it had stayed that way, I would have been working there. And become like my dad, stayed working for the company. But they did have rules, like if you were going to work in the upper echelon of Ford, you had to spend time on the line. They expected their upper people to know how to fucking put a car together.
Really? That's the way I feel every company should be organized. If you're going to run the company, you've got to know how to operate.
What you're making,
complaints. Yeah. Every position there, you've got to be functional at.
It was an impressive system to the building there. It was huge. It was, 3,000 guys worked there at the high time of employment. And they had a railroad cars come inside into the building. It was just huge. I can't even describe how big it was.
I did work in Bell Helicopter in Dallas. It was like that.
There you go. So, yeah, you guys probably know. And there's people that on the radio that probably know 10 times more than I do about it. But the experience of working at Ford taught me a lot about how to plan stuff. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They knew if you do this, if you do things in sequence and in order and you calculate how much this and how much that,
yeah,
you come out of it at the end with this really nice thing. But if you saw the car as they made it,
yeah, it was chaos.
Wow, that's an ugly fucking process.
I would go out of my mind if I had to stand in the same spot all day screwing in the same screws.
Well, the car moves down the line while you're working on it.
You do the same thing to every car over and over and over. That's not learning anything.
But the money was so good when I was 18, I didn't care. It was like, I didn't have an opportunity to go to further an education. I had fucked that all up. So my job was going to be, $8 an hour and change on the assembly line. And I went, okay, I can live with that. And it was only 3 days a week, but union contract. And it gave me benefits beyond. It was ridiculous. I worked 10 hours on Monday, 10 hours on Friday, 8 hours on Saturday. But everything over 8 hours on Saturday was time and a half. 28-hour work week, and I'm cashing a check and clearing $225 in 1978.
Oh, boy.
And I had another job. So, yeah, it was... Well, I was an ambitious teenager, but I grew beyond it quickly. Yeah. I got really lucky. Yeah, I had a greedy bone once, but I never bought anything with nothing. I always used other people to buy shit with.
I've always thought if I don't have the money to buy it right now, then I can do without it.
Yeah, well, there's some things that require signatures. So.
Well, yeah, like buying a house and a car.
Yeah, van.
But I've even gone beyond that with the car. If I don't have the money for it, I don't buy it.
But the good old days, Larry, when we were young, the things that we did, that we look at the world today, and you can see these kids that 20, 25 will never get the chance to do the shit we did. And like me and Rob, you're a few years older than us, so we'll never get the chance to do shit you did. And the cycle just goes on and on and on. And they call it progress, but you know what I think it is?
Regress.
Yeah, and a really bad idea, because it's going to blow up in the face of the people that think they own us, which they do, and we do dance and blah, 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 and all that crap. But there's a possibility that in the future, there will be enough people that know the truth, as we do, say. And we'll get together and say, hey, no, nothing is enough. Let's do something else. And then the anarchy can start, because anarchists do not want any fucking violence. The last thing an anarchist is going to ever participate in is violence. That breaks the code of being an anarchist. Do no harm. How do you not harm somebody if you're pounding on their head with a, you know, baseball bat or something? I don't see it. Because they go, well, you don't have a gun. Oh, aren't you afraid you could get your somebody breaking your house? Nah, I got a dog and a baseball bat. I hear you coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, so, that's all a matter of situation.
I don't live in that fear, do you?
No.
Never have.
Do you lock your doors?
I do lock my doors. That's just because I want to. That's just because I want to know who I'm letting in.
Well, we had a killing over here in Denmark a while back because a drunk guy accidentally walked into a guy's house that had been afraid, whatever, and he shot him.
Oops.
So there you go. This is a while back, and it's big. It's a big thing here. It's so rare that they do, anybody does it. You know?
Oh yeah.
There's guns in Denmark. Don't fool yourself. They're not so much illegal. It's that you got to register them with the government here.
Yeah.
To have them, and then there are restrictions. You got to belong to their government. There be a citizen, and all the same hoopla as America. But for some reason, everybody in America thinks nobody in Denmark has a fucking gun. I got biker gangs here. What are you, nuts?
People everywhere, they're going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, biker gangs, they're kind of known for their mischief. And if a biker gang wants to have something, they'll have it.
Exactly.
What are you going to do? Go up and go, hey, Mr. Biker. No. I don't think so. I try to avoid black eyes in hospitals.
Well, I'm not against self-defense.
No. When was the last time you had to, though?
I haven't had to in I don't remember.
Exactly.
It's been a long time for me, too.
If I did have to.
That's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is that
it's more for me to do that.
But you vibrate on a different frequency, so it doesn't attract that shit anymore. You'll never see it again.
Exactly. Right. So that's the point.
You might see it. Other people do it.
It's better to be a warrior who grows a garden than a gardener who needs to be a warrior.
I've heard that so many times. And you know what? I don't know. I would probably lose my fucking cool and get violent. But in sitting here talking to you guys, I'm a pacifist. Because nobody's attacked me. So I don't care. But should it actually ever fucking happen? I don't know what I'd do. I can't really foresee it because it's so foreign to me now.
Yeah.
Just the idea. Nah. I don't do anything that bad to anyone. So, and I don't vibrate where I bring on those kind of people into my life. A bunch of bad guys looking for trouble.
Yeah, and I don't do the same kind of things I did as a younger
guy. Me too.
I don't circulate in those kind of circles.
Yeah. See, now you've taken the time to understand money. And maybe you guys want to talk about that. You guys know I've talked my butt off about it, but let's hear your side of it. What do you think of money?
Money?
Go ahead, Rob. I don't care.
Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, go ahead, Doug.
Money is the root of all evil. Greed is like, we're all greedy. We all want more stuff. I got more stuff than John, my neighbor, has. Boy, howdy, am I neat. Bullshit. I'm a nicer person than my neighbor. Boy, am I not better than him.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave more to the March of Dimes.
Who kept more than anybody else.
Well, yeah, hey. I'm trying to virtue signal here.
I read a story just either yesterday or the day before about the funding that they raised, $35 million in funds to bail these hooligans out of jail, the people that were rioting, right?
Mm-hmm.
They spent $200,000 of that. And then when you look into the fine print, you find out that is just about $12,000 more than they were legally responsible to spend on it. So where did the other $34.8 million go to? I couldn't even say that without laughing.
Management.
Yeah. Administration. That's distribution.
35.
Yeah.
Well.
And I saw today that they're even thinking about expunging the record of the protesters that they had to arrest because they were getting violent.
Yeah, but I thought people were all out of work and all this. Wait a minute. Where'd the $34 million go to?
They don't want to work.
So this is people stuffing their pockets with shit that don't exist to pretend that we're in a civil war.
You get $25 an hour to protest. Why go back to work?
Yeah.
Well, how many people were aware of that when it started?
Only the people that saw the flyers advertising it.
Well, even I saw those on the internet, not in person.
Yeah,
I saw them on the internet.
Because the big thing around here is the kids graduated from high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody graduates. Nobody left behind. Let's all be stupid.
No, their school thing is a lot different, Larry. Even though it's the same bullshit info, they don't make debt slaves out of them to get an education. They pay them to get an education and stay here and become some functioning cog in one of the wheels of, you know, society. And keep their damn Danish thing alive. And I'm all for that. I think it's an important part of the whole living experience is to go to somebody else's, you know, country and be you, but not try to make them you. Just try to, enjoy them the way they are, not change nothing, even me. And it's a balancing act, but it works. Well, I wish other people would try it.
That's why I don't like mainstream religion. Be like me or die is a concept that I cannot live with. Go ahead and kill me now.
Yeah.
But Jesus loved you very much, Larry.
Uh-huh.
Funny you bring that up, because I was listening to Clint Richardson. He put out another series recently. I got the second one. And he is real big on using the word God as a definition for other things that he's got a very unique opinion about all that. And I brought it up before we went live, and I don't think Larry's familiar with Clint. But if you are, Rob, what's your version?
No, I'm not really.
You're the one that was. Larry did?
But no, I don't know him either.
Well, I'll introduce you to him on an internet link. I'll put something into the notes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he was involved with Rob Menard back when the day when he was doing his Bursting Bubbles videos. That's how he got into the whole straw man concept.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was involved with that.
I don't like much, but I like him.
Yeah. Well, have you seen Rob Menard's videos?
I don't know.
The Bursting
Bubbles. I'm not really good with names.
Bursting Bubbles of Government Deception.
probably.
The comedian guy talks about the straw man.
I'm not really bad with names, Robbie. Okay, give me that. Menard? What was it?
I'll do better. I'll give you the link.
Hey! Da-da-da-da. Because I was looking up something for Clint Richardson. But he's got some very interesting ways to explain how he sees this shit. That's what I was getting at. You don't have to, you know, I don't agree with every fucking word he says or anything like that, but
right.
I like his presentation, and I like his way he believes what he's saying is more important to me than that I believe it. You know,
right.
He'll tell you
this,
50
the
times.
Video I just posted in the chat, and actually Donna knows him and is friends with him on Facebook.
But he'll tell you all the time, go look it up, you know, just check it out for yourself. Don't trust me and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like people like that.
Yeah, I just opened it up. I'll save it for later.
Yeah, you'll like this guy. He's funny, and this is where Clint got started with the whole straw man deal.
Okay.
That's where he got it right here. That's where he got it from. But, yeah, Rob's hilarious, and he really breaks down the concept of the straw man thing and how you are not your straw man and this and that and the other thing. But it's a fun watch.
I think the straw man is probably one of the hardest concepts to really understand.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it's simple when you say it out loud or something, but if it was the very first time that somebody was becoming aware of what the state really is about and how it works, that must be like being punched in the face. I don't know what to compare it to, but I mean, I know if that was today instead of when it was that I found out all this neat stuff that I've been informed about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I think I'd be crushed. You know, a whole lifetime of being conned by everybody that told you they weren't lying to you. Like, wait a minute. Because there's been plenty of people out here warning them about it. You know, Carlin. And people thought, well, he was so funny. And I never thought he was joking. I thought he was serious. Because I saw him go through the transition from goofy comedy to, hey, stupid. You know what this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say that when his wife died, it brought that side of him to the surface. You know, and he wasn't being funny. He was getting back at people.
Yeah, just think if a comedian was to get up there and do something like that today, he'd be stoned.
Absolutely. Yeah, Chappelle is just like George White compared to the time, right?
Yeah.
And he's taking shit for saying absolutely nothing. These weak fucking people in the public, you know, making up the societies in the big city are, boy, there's some wackadoodles out there, man.
Politically correct just does not work for me. I don't believe in it. Politically correct is suppression of thought, suppression of free speech.
Yeah, and what about that?
I'm against it.
That's what I got.
Why? Why are you against me thinking?
I would rather somebody tell me that my feet stink than to tell me that I don't just trying to be nice.
See, your story is so familiar because I've heard it. That's what I grew up with, the same kind of core that you did. I think Rob did too. Probably Grimner. You know, it's up to you. Sock Puppet.
Yeah.
And then there's this kid that hangs around. It's about, I don't know, I figure about 20 odd years younger than the bulk of everybody else. And he's always whining about us like, why are you still alive? Why are you still here? Didn't you guys fuck the world up enough? Can't you die?
Just die already.
And it's really sad. This is the worst part. I feel really bad about this part. He absolutely detests females. And he's not shy about that. He'll come in the room and say the most horrible shit about a whole gender. Wow. My wife doesn't know an enemy, telling you, but there's some people she does not like.
Yeah, I love it.
So for somebody to get that irritating yeah. to make Cirque go fuck you. Priceless. And talk about your suppression of thought. You know, because some people aren't even aware that they're suppressing their own thoughts.
Yeah.
Repeating government slogans at a person that wants to live a free-based life, right? In an anarchist-style fashion. And you got some other idiot that's telling him he needs to be in jail because he smokes a flower.
That, to me, is ridiculous. Even in their own Bible, it says use all the herbs and plants wisely.
Is that not true, though, Rob? Does he not bash all of us for being wasted? We get all the good names.
That's good, I'll tell you.
Wow. Because, now, all this is based on, we say, on an internet site that we enjoy the marijuana plant in some fashion or another. So, just like everything else on the internet, we could be bullshit.
Can I make everybody mad again?
Sure.
I don't know. Why are you trying to?
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong?
In the beginning, God created man.
Mm.
And in return, man created God so that he would have somebody to blame his shortcomings on. Except responsibility for your own fucking decisions.
Da, 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 da. Yeah. I try to. Do you try to, Rob?
No, fuck no.
You blame everything that goes good or bad on somebody.
I never did anything wrong.
Yeah, I never do anything wrong, so I have nothing to regret.
Wow, I'm Larry and that's Daryl and Daryl over there.
I'm perfect. If you want to know, just ask me.
Okay. Well, you know, that's probably the best way to do it, too. Don't be indecisive. And tell them assume the sale. That's what I did. And I'm telling you, it was nice to wear fancy clothes and have money. And drive around in a vehicle that people all wanted to have. That was fun. I enjoyed the fuck out of that. But I did have the luxury of growing out of it. You know? So it was like a little phase I went through and went, no, I don't want to do this forever.
Yeah, it was fun for a while, but now it's boring.
Yeah, yeah. Let's try something else. But I had a flashy van, good clothes. I had a lot of money for being an 18-year-old. So yeah. Life was good. Yeah. And all my life, no matter what I go through or where I'm at, and I've been through some shit, hurricanes, you know, earthquakes, devastation, and yet, no matter if it's good or bad, it's always, that was nothing. When it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, I back in the dumb mess.
That was interesting. Let's do something else.
And at the time, it really was how I was about it. It was devastating, but I've been through it before. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I took it way better. Like people were, there was one girl holding the doorway. She was so afraid the earthquake was happening, room shaking. And she's clutching the doorway, and I'm walking outside to go watch the cars pass down the street. Yelling at me, come back in, getting all dramatic like it's some kind of a TV show. You know, and I'm walking around the building like it's any normal time through an earthquake, because I've been through a lot of earthquakes. And I've read people on the internet, that's the most scary thing in the world, only if you get hurt. If you don't get hurt, which is really more likely than to get hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just a fun ride. It's a fun ride.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on
where
you're at.
Feel the worst shape.
Did you see the videotape they had of that car going over the piece of the Bay Bridge collapsed as they were driving into it, and their car just went right over the edge.
Yeah.
They showed stuff like this to people on the news. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. But you know what we did? We got along really good through all the chaos and the destruction. And when everything was back to normal, we all had electricity and shit.
Yeah,
it all fell apart again.
Fuck you.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah. People are weird, man.
Are they really, or is it just their vibration?
Whatever way you want to look at it.
Well, it can't be. Can it be? Well, yeah, I guess it could be both ways, huh?
Oh.
You use the vibration as an explanation, but you can see it and not see it at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it's a matter of your perception, where you think, wherever you decide you are in this vibration conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Larry? This is with the advice I took from you.
Yeah, yeah.
So am I interpreting it in the appropriate way?
Yeah, we all vibrate at one frequency or another. And those frequencies that are in harmony with others, those are the folks we get along with.
You control them, right? You can actually
control them. You can control your frequency, absolutely.
Yeah, your frequency is written in stone. It changes.
Yeah.
It changes as you go through life.
If you hate something passionately, you'll get upset stomach. If you're super sad, you'll get an upset stomach. If you're happy, you won't have an upset stomach. It's that easy. You change the frequency in your body with your attitude.
Da, 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 da. And I believe that from trying it out. And it works.
Yeah.
And this is what I learned from you guys, you know, the RLM and all the people on the internet over the years, is whatever the fuck I believe, no matter how ridiculous it sounds to you, screw you guys. It's me. I believe it. See? So, when I make ridiculous comments that people don't like about, say, religion or politics or education, I shouldn't have to always preface each freaking insult with, but this is my opinion. I mean, who else's opinion would I give you?
What you have been taught on the commercials.
This is the opinion I've been giving to Tony.
I think that's the truth in most areas of communication that we deal in. We're not free to speak the way we really want to about the things that we really want to. We're pigeonholed into these dramatic, fucking stressful, crappy things.
If you don't share the opinion of the general public, you will be ostracized by the general public.
Yeah.
Sanity is only a matter of what most people think sanity is.
Yep. And today, you brought this to mind. I wasn't even going to mention it. I passed by the kiosk the train where the guys all drink. And today there was like 8 of them out there. And I had a big old smile. And we all wave at each other every time I pass one way or the other. And today I stopped and I told them, I was so glad to see them out and drinking at the kiosk. Because I call you guys the city council. And when you're not here, I know something's wrong. Or you ran out of money and wait for the check. And they all know, yeah. So, but when they're there, I feel like that's normal to me. And I told them so. I'm more comfortable with you here than when I pass by and you're not here. So you figure it out. I don't know. Well, they're a group of alcohol-loving outcasts, I would say, in the social world. You know, the they're not, no, there's no pour here to put your finger on. So you put your finger on the guys that like to drink out at the park. You know, there are Danish, I guess, in this world I'm in. That's their homeless. But they all have homes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the equivalent of, well, what would you call it? 10 guys hanging out outside of it. Here, I'll give you an example. When I was a teenager, me and my buddy were smoking this joint behind a building. And we thought we were being all sneaky and shit. And this old lady walks up to us and hands me a pack of cigarettes. And she says, oh, you poor young fellows, you shouldn't have to be sharing the same cigarette.
That's funny.
That was the idea. So, got one in. Well, I don't know. We changed the format, and I like to yak, so I don't know. I didn't want to overstep you guys, but I got a lot of questions.
I prefer to have us all on together.
Yeah, me too.
Well, how about talking about bringing it into fiction? Is that a term that you're comfortable with? It's something I borrowed from Clint Richardson. Well, when we participate in society, levels of commerce, we bring it to, you know, we bring it into fiction. That's where it all begins to go wrong. When you participate, sadly, this is all, if this was just all words on paper and nobody did anything, this wouldn't be a problem. But they did. We had a central bank, people killing us.
Yeah.
Right fucking now, they're shutting down food supply lines because they don't want to spend their trillions of dollars on us. They want to hoard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's deeper than that, but yeah, effectively.
Well, they just gave away however many fucking trillion dollars in the last 6 months to the bankers, and they give the public $1,200 a head. Come on, people, do a little math and figure it out. That's not even fair. So they
I want to know who figured out what was essential and what wasn't essential as far as the jobs went. It's essential to make a living so that I can support my family.
That sounds like Rome's would probably be in charge of that. Does your personality fit your job? No, you're fired. What? but your honor. She lived all of 15, I swear. Uncle Harry goes to court. It was not pretty. Anyway. But bring it into fiction. How he meets... How I interpret his thing is, all these things that we do on paper are all fictions. So, when we participate in it, that's when you make it a reality. Until you do that, it's not real. So, by making it real, then you fuel the other side to pound the shit out of you with your own consent and your own money. and make you a victim of yourself, basically, because you didn't know you didn't have to.
Yeah, the first time I got a car loan, I read the contract, every word of it. And I went through it with a pencil and scratched out what I didn't want to do and put in what I wanted to do and handed it back to them. And they said, no, you've got to go with the original contract or we're not going to loan you the money. So you're screwed. Once you sign that piece of paper, you're theirs.
Yeah.
I've argued that with others. Well, not really argued it, but I've made the statement that I believe that your signature is your most valuable asset if you understand what it is.
Yeah.
Most people are not really schooled properly on the value of your signature. How it's recognized in the court system and all that horseshit. So that may be another story, but just being able to write in cursive now, Rob, it's becoming a thing of the past. They're not teaching the youngs. The youngins ain't learning how to curse it. They only learning how to curse.
So doesn't that mean that they won't be able to sign a contract because signing is in cursive?
I've asked that question and it didn't get
answered. There's no requirement for it to be in cursive. It can be an X.
Oh,
as there's
right.
a witness to it.
Well, I've just got two witnesses, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how? Then you got to find witnesses that can read and write, right?
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, who, it just strikes me as odd. My parents were very attentive and taught me to read and write very young. So, to me, it's normal to start teaching your two-year-old, you know, colors and shapes and sizes and letters and all that.
Yeah.
And other people were like, what the fuck are you doing? Well, probably 18 months. I was way ahead. But the kid, when the kid could talk, it was like easy. It wasn't a problem. A lot to, it wasn't a struggle to teach or anything. You know?
Yeah.
But I started really, really young with her. So I had all that time to do it. I was lucky for about 4 years.
Lucky kid.
Yeah, well, the best 5 minutes of my life. That's what I used to call it. Well, that and Bumpy, but. So, yeah, I give my kid this horrible nickname because I was aware very young that, you notice girls don't like their own name after they get to be a certain age.
Oh, yeah.
So I figured I'm going to give my kid this name that I just think is the greatest name in the world. And she's going to grow up and she's going to want to be called something else. So I called her Bumpy. And I made every buddy else call her Bumpy. So when she heard her real name, I was like, oh, fucking hell, they're not calling me that. They're calling me Bumpy.
At least they're not calling me Bumpy.
Right. And then we were still seeing each other regularly when she was a teenager. And she's about 17. And she was comfortable with Erica. Because I asked her, what do you think of the name I gave you? Because, your mom gave you your middle name, but I gave you your first name. And she says, oh, I love my name, Dad. Went cool at work. Yeah, yeah. Opposite approach to what other people will do.
Yeah.
It usually works for me. Repetition, man. It works. And there's ways to do it right. And there's ways to do it wrong.
Yeah.
That's what blisters and calluses are about. Can you get a blister on your brain, Larry?
No, but you can get a headache from thinking.
Well, I think there's a guy that he gets an ache or two, but it's nowhere near his head. Oh, I'm a meanie. I just don't know why. It's in my nature, I suppose. From all the years of being abused to being a long-haired hippie.
Yep.
I don't know. I can't say that. I'm just joking around with that. But as far as that abuse crap, that shit ended when I was like 12. I said no, we're not going to do this shit anymore. And it happened a time or two over, until I was about 16 or so. But it wasn't severe crap, crazy psycho shit. Yeah. Just, a love tap here and there. But I was tough enough for that by that point.
Yeah.
But this cycle was, wow, he was with Happy for a few years. Brett kind of raised me, like, too quickly,
Yeah.
So, I was running away from home, going from L.A. to, made it to Canada, and all the way back to San Francisco before I got stopped by the police.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had an exciting childhood. Most kids were like, I don't know. They went to school, and maybe once in a while they went to a movie or something. And me, I went to jail. For running away from home. This is the beauty of it. So, my punishment...
Well, you got caught. I never got caught.
I was 12, man. Oh, and I was like 5 foot fucking tall. It was hard to believe I got away with what I got away with. Because I'm so little.
Yeah.
But usually when the grown-ups would, corner me, I'd talk my way out of it. But if it was the cops were trying to, couldn't bullshit the cops.
I don't buy your bullshit.
or if you couldn't think quick, give me an address, and you didn't think. 712 Brown Street. And usually there is one.
Yeah.
I had like a, what was it, the most popular street names in America. And I looked at that kind of stuff. But sometimes it didn't work.
There's always a Martin Luther King.
Meaning?
There's
not in those days, was it?
No.
No, that was, crying out loud.
Well, maybe it was Brush Creek Boulevard in those days.
71, 72. Yeah. That came later, I think. Could be wrong, but I don't have
any tree name. Elm, Palm, Oak.
Right. See, something like that. Brown Street. Brown is the most common last name in America.
Really?
Or it was in the day when I was growing. Now it's probably Ahmed or something. I don't fucking know. You white people are falling down in the bedroom. Get out there and do a little reproduction and stuff. Quit fucking around. Oh, but they won't. Because, you know why? Technology has fucked us in every hole we got, so we can't reproduce anymore.
We're eating so many soy products, all we've got is estrogen and no testosterone anymore.
See, they lie to the public and get away with it. And some countries did, and they got caught, and people went, hey, wait a minute, stop that, knock that off. But see, in America, this is the part where I so totally disagree. Protesting, to me, seems to me, that I would be going to the government and saying, Mr. Government, you're doing all this wrong. Will you please take that out of the box? It really hurts. And they're going to look back at me and say, go away. And that's my experience with and my opinion of government at any fucking level. I don't care how big or small it is.
Yeah.
When you get other people forcing their will on you because it's popular, well, then you got a fucking problem with somebody. You know? Or even depriving other people of things like cannabis, for example.
Be like Popeye. I am what I am, and that's all what I am.
Well, what are you, Larry? How do you define yourself now?
Weird.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Very good. Artistic.
Weird.
Demanded. Are you left-handed?
Absolutely.
Rob is too, right?
No.
No. Oh, I figured you would.
The best people in the world are left-handed. If you want to know, just ask one of us.
Yeah, my father slapped me into being right-handed. They bragged about it when I was growing up.
Are
you out of your fucking mind? But there you go. And I'm not ambidextrous completely, but there's something, like when I sit here and use my mouse playing video games, I can do it left or right-handed.
Yeah, same.
But I can't write left-hand. My left-hand writing looks like chicken scratch, for real.
I can do it, but it looks like crap.
Mm. We ought to start a school for people to learn cursive for just $19.95 down to $19.95 until you fucking learn it. Take your time. I ain't going anywhere. Let's start with the letter A.
Right.
But, you know, people complain about being out of work and all this horse shit in life. And I think the strength I had for working was to create work.
Yeah.
I didn't depend on, like, companies and shit like that. I learned early, they shut down, and boy, you need that money, it ain't there no more. You go, wait a minute, what happened? I was just making a bunch of money, and now you guys are telling me I'm done? 19 years old, that's no way to treat a teenager, you bricks. But, see, I had the luxury, though, of the truth at 19 and 20 instead of whatever everybody else was listening to that sucked them into the shit they got into.
Yeah.
Please, mortgages and car loans. And are you adding? Don't you know what Jewish people do with money? It's wrong. That's why they're the ones that do it. Everybody else gets to be clean and they just borrow it.
Yeah.
what kind of scam is this? I mean, are we this ignorant we're going to believe these horseshit stories? All this wealth all around us, but hey, you got to work.
You ain't got enough to buy a fucking cheese sandwich.
This guy's worth $400,000 a year. What does he do? Well, he shoots about a 68.
Yeah.
What?
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Golf pro.
Well, look at how much attention that people that do real work and struggle get. They get ridiculed for not having an education, so they don't have to do that work. Instead of, boy, I'm glad there's somebody to do that fucking work. And
people that are too dependent on others to do something for them that they got to hire an electrician to turn a breaker back on.
Wow.
Okay. The guy across the street from us used to be an accountant, and he had, his panel was right there where you could see it, and a big red square would light up when his breaker was turned off.
Yeah,
and he did not know enough to turn that back on.
Or maybe he was afraid to. You always got to let the fear factor.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's fear. Yeah,
some people are terrified of touching anything electrical when they're afraid of it.
Not gonna do it.
Right, but you, Mr.
Electrician, you used to say, "Yeah, okay, I'll do this. Let's see what happens."
Well,
it's either gonna work or it's gonna blow up in my face.
I still saw this link that they're taking these stuff. Taking those concrete barriers away from some street in Portland. So the people that started all this crap and agreed to let these kids do all this shit have now rescinded on their original deal. Isn't that the way it is, really? Or am I looking at it fucked up? What am I missing?
They finally saw reason.
Okay, who is they that finally saw reason?
The people that are governing that part of town?
But aren't they the same people that allowed it in the beginning?
They're the same people that caused it in the beginning.
Right. Then what are we witnessing here, Larry? Rob, help. I don't know what to make of it.
Political two-face.
Circuses.
Yeah.
Bread and circuses. It's a distraction.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a distraction.
Look at here. What are they doing trying to figure out what they want to see? Sorry, I spoke over you.
Me too. Sorry.
Usually me. Okay. Take two.
Go ahead,
the
Bob.
The political circus. Take two.
Yeah. It's. It's just. Distractions.
Right.
Here, pay attention to this while we're. Well, we collapse the economy and fuck everything up.
Okay, now here's something I don't really understand. But I do understand it, but I don't at the same time. It's very weird. They're borrowing trillions of freaking dollars to run everything through the stock exchange, right?
Mm-hmm.
They use most of that money that they printed, supposedly. They probably didn't even print it. It's just
it's not printed.
On some computer screen in some big shots. Somewhere, right? So the money doesn't exist, period, at any level of normal, agreed upon reality. Yet here we are playing all these financial games today with each other, doing commerce like everything's fucking normal. Or the people that aren't. I don't even know what to make. How do you even explain shit? It's weird.
Yep.
Because where are all these people that are going without right now? Because there's got to be a ton of them. Their cities were burned out. There's no information on any of that. Well, this was 2 weeks ago that these riots took place, and burnings, and all this other shortages.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the follow-up report about the people that are paying for that now?
No, they don't think that's important for you to know about.
Do you see any of it? I'd like to know. So what I'm saying is, there's what's the source of information to find out what's going on in the world in America right now? Because like the shit they're putting on YouTube is all basically clips of news, you know, the MSM.
Yeah.
And even a lot of the smaller stuff just seems to be leaning towards picking a side in the argument and not addressing the problem, you know? Because how many people, I said 500 or something. Anyway, Rob corrected me. But police have been killing a shitload of people every year, unarmed American, most of them are just petty criminals. It's not even worth, it's not, doesn't value death, the crime. So they justify it by the person who ran. Well, what the fuck do you think you're going to do when some group of hooligans is chasing you? You think you're going to stand there and wait? No. Unless you're an idiot, then yes, you will. But we're looked on, people that'll run are looked on as something's wrong with us. Well, how do you know the police are police? Some guy's wearing a suit. How the fuck do you know?
Yeah.
That's my question. And then you got all this undercover shit. And these fucking undercover guys got badges. What the fuck is that nonsense? They shouldn't be allowed to do that. That, you talk about invasion of fucking privacy. And not only that, there's no way to prove he's telling you the truth. So it could be a con man.
Pretending to be a veteran entrapment.
Or just a fucking smart ass guy with his buddy being a fucking funny guy. How do you know?
Yeah. You don't. But boy, when they're there, they expect you to Neil and Bob.
So the uniformed ones. Oh, those. I've yet to meet anybody that can honestly give me an example of their last wonderful time they had with a suited policeman in the United States. People cringe. They see their butts puckers when they see the lights or when they see the cop. I mean, even like Mary, when that child, her. The young man that her kids grew up with was shot by the police. It was so out of character and surprising to everybody. But it numbed Mary to that. I remember it all, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just kind of all these little things that happen to us in life prepare us for the next big devastating shock. You know, I'm sick of that kind of presentation of life, but that's what America does. And I don't want to give it up. It is my home and all that crap, like where I'm originally from. But, wow, there's not a lot of positive coming from there anymore.
Yeah.
It's not just
here either. I mean, it's all over the world. As a matter of
okay.
fact, it's yeah. worse in some places.
Well, like, I don't go anywhere anymore, so I don't know where. And I live in this little paradise, so I'm spoiled. I'm a spoiled little hobbit. It's embarrassing.
Well,
I almost feel like
there's rioting all over the world right now. I mean, France has been demonstrating and rioting and on and off for years.
Forever.
It's been going on so long. It's not even a blip on the radar anymore. It's just that's just normal for France. I guess now, and Italy's been going on and off like that too. There's other places, you know. Of course, the Middle East has been on fire for decades.
Pretty much everywhere,
you know. So,
is that good Israeli training?
It might be easier to find a place that isn't burning down.
Hey, give me 2 minutes. My cat wants to eat. I'm going to take him upstairs. I'll be right back. Yeah, Rob?
All right.
I'm really happy that I live in where I live because none of that stuff's going on here. We're not having riots. We're not at distress. We're not pissed off the world.
And 90% of the country is the same.
Yeah.
It's just a few isolated little spots in these hellhole cities that are all up in flames and up in arms. And, you know, they're blasting it all over the airways like it's, you know, the only thing going on. It's way out of proportion.
It's not. Around here, I go fishing when I want. I go to the restaurants. Now you can eat inside a restaurant again.
Yeah.
I go shopping when I want to go shopping. I do not wear a mask. I will not wear a mask. And a few months ago, if you were to walk into a bank with a mask on, they'd shoot you.
Yeah.
And now you got to.
Stop you at the door and say you can't come in here.
Oh.
Wait, yeah, you really have to?
Things are so weird.
Yeah, upside down.
That's funny.
Okay.
And there's places, but there's places where the masks are prevalent. Like Lone Frog is saying, the masks are everywhere, and people are starting, the animosity is growing towards those who don't wear them.
Mm-hmm.
But
in the places where, you know, they've done that.
You don't think?
What?
Doesn't that dehumanize looking at somebody else and their face is half cut? I don't want to see that.
Yeah, it's unnatural.
That's,
and not only that, it's actually, in my opinion, not good for you. To sit there and rebreathe the same crap all day, you know.
It is bad for you. And it's bad for you to be cooped up in the house with your family. You're spreading that disease to your family.
Yeah. And
you're creating an unhealthy atmosphere.
Okay, so how, all right, but identify what unhealthiness you're speaking of, mental or physical?
Both.
Okay, well, I was away doing the chat.
There's been studies done that wearing a mask for extended periods of time is unhealthy. Because all of the stuff you're expelling is being caught in the mask. And everything around you is collecting in that mask. It's a collector. It sits there and collects all this shit. And then you're basically guaranteeing that anything that you come in contact with is eventually going to get sucked into your lungs. Because that mask is going to sit there and collect it. And eventually, it's going to work its way into your lungs.
And illnesses can also enter your body through your eyes and your ears.
And your skin.
And your skin, yes. In order to be protected from this, you'd have to be in a bubble.
Yeah. And
I agree with you guys. I'm not arguing.
I mean, it's not even a feasible concept. You're better off just washing your hands. Not coming into contact with things that, I mean, when you go out and about and you're at the grocery store, don't lean all up on the counter while you're waiting for the guy or girl to check out all your groceries. Don't lean all over, you know, don't lick the plastic and shit.
I asked my favorite store clerk today, actually. I leaned around the screen and I asked him, have I ever in all these years ever sneezed at you? And no? I went, it just felt like asking. And then we laughed. Because he knows. The whole thing is so ridiculous. It's just, you can't say it because you got bosses and, you know, customers that don't agree with you. So you got to, but if we do it in English, he gets away with it.
He's talked about it too again, I guess. He says,
repeatedly
breathing your own flora is not good.
Yes.
Ooh. But Captain, this is all we have, and there ain't no more. Well, I'm referring to the brain cell shortage amongst people that are so gullible that they'll bypass common sense and physical goddamn comfort to obey a fucking law or to be afraid of an invisible ghost. So, I can't do that. I lived too long.
They pray to an invisible ghost. Why not be afraid of one?
Right. Yeah, but is that Casper or Jesus that you're referring to?
No, that's Marvin the Martian.
Hey, but I mean, but it's all craziness in the end, isn't it? When you think it through.
Yeah.
We're all electrical wavelengths bouncing off things, experiencing this, that, and the other. And then you got to sit down and have other people explain what's going on to you. Wait a minute. I thought I was existing here. Why are you telling me what's going on?
I start out with everybody by presenting them a peaceful, calm, loving atmosphere, an attitude. And
yes,
what they send back to me is exactly how I'm going to treat them. If you send back to me that agitation and being pissed off at me, mm-hmm. I'm going to turn it right back around and send it back to you.
No, I don't want Larry to be mad at me. I'll be mad at Rob.
I don't. It takes a lot to make me mad.
Oh, never mind, Rob. If it takes a lot, if it's just like a little thing,
no.
I don't.
Well, that's the thing. Someone,
hey, we haven't had a good fight on this show yet.
No. You got to show me you're a real asshole before I'm going to be an asshole back.
Yeah, I believe you though. But what? So what would irritate you enough to get angry in the first place?
Somebody hurting someone that I loved?
It couldn't be a disagreeing opinion about something, right?
No. No. What I know for an absolute fact today, absolute fact, is going to be different tomorrow.
Is that because the perception changes? Or is that because the vibration changes?
A little bit of both. My mind can be changed. Prove me wrong. Explain to me what is right. And if I agree, then I'll change my mind.
That's what the whole thing's about right there, is deciding for yourself what it is.
Yep, and living with your decisions.
And we're influenced by the strangest shit, I'm telling you.
Boom.
I got a cat, right? All that hoopla I had to go away for a bit. The cat rubs my leg when he wants to go upstairs to eat. I guess he wasn't allowed up there alone at some point in his life before I came into it. But we moved him upstairs for his food to keep him and the dog separate. And it's the weirdest thing, like, there's just this thing rubbing against my leg. And my brain goes, oh, sorry guys, got to go feed the cat. I'm so well trained.
Yeah, I'm critter trained.
I'm performing for an animal.
Yep.
But it's kind of cool though, in a sick way, I guess, because it to be the one in control of whether another being eats or not is it's a very important place to be.
Shows how compassionate you are.
Right, but that animal is got respect for you. It shows you it owns you and everything.
Yeah.
Because he's marking me as his territory to get my attention, so I'll feed him. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't know if it's smart enough, but cats are kind of pompous. I don't think they care about us much. Unless they get what they want. They get what they want, then they get these little rituals to do that make you look like you're important, but it's really got not much to do with me. It just looks like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's politics, religion, and education, right there in a nutshell. It looks like something, and it feels like something, but you're way off. Nah, the cat's just showing everybody else it on TV. Huh?
Well, just rubbing their scent on you.
Yeah. Marketing territory.
Yep.
Isn't that what perfume is for?
Yeah, if you spray it all over the cat will run away.
Well, I don't know. I was at a bar or two in the 80s, and some female had a little more perfume on than she probably should have. And the girl I was with said, hey, what's all that about? And I don't know. But, you know, we were in a crowded bar, elbow to elbow and shit like that. Shit gets on you. You could smell like either an ashtray or, I don't know, French hooker. Depending on, you know, where your head goes. If your boob level, narrows it down just a little bit. Because all the dirty smoke goes to all you tall guys, and I'm down there with the boobs where all the smoke is at.
Yeah,
oh, well, tube and nipples. You go, wow, being short's such a drag. Oh, I wish I was tall. I've never said that except for like a joke like now. But my brother's tall. My little brother. Sir got the privilege of seeing the two of us together at the same time, which is like night and day. You know, you go, wow, you two aren't related at all, are you? Nah. Don't look alike. Don't. I look like one parent. He looks like the other.
Hmm.
Yeah, except for I got the male. I got the male version of my mom, and he looks like my father. Hmm. I mean, outside of that, but if you didn't know my parents and you saw the two of us together, like people did,
never guessed you're brothers. Yeah.
Nah. Even hey, who's your friend from America? No, that's my little brother. He's like 6'1", 6 foot, something like that. Little? What? Yeah, well.
This is my big little brother.
Well, that's what how I came up with the decision that they cut the umbilical cord way too soon. Because I was 2 months premature in 1959.
Ah, yeah.
And survived it, where other children my size weren't quite so, you know, lucky. They weren't so fortunate.
Yeah.
But apparently, yeah, my father was funny. Oh, we cut your diapers and had to buy the cloth diapers or whatever. We had to cut those diapers in half because they would fall off you. You're so little. You know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, compared to other children, I was really little. So guess what? As I grew up, didn't get very big. But my brother, my little brother, fuck. Like a weed.
He got the full dose.
Yeah, but I was faster and smarter and older and more experienced by about 24 months, something like that. 20-something months, 24. 20, not even that, 14. I'm thinking wrong country. We're a year and 2 months apart. So, but to be that small in the world, most people my size have an attitude. Or they did when I was younger. Now that I'm old, my short peers seem to be like me. Just don't give a fuck about nothing. Size, weight, dimension, you know, color, hair. None of that shit matters any fucking way.
Yeah.
So, well, there comes a point where you got to get past judging other people because of colors and just stupid things like what kind of clothes they wear, what gender they are, shit like that. It doesn't fucking matter in the first place. But society's done is they've taken the things that don't matter and they've made them not matter by making them matter, by making them ridiculous. You know, things that you would just normally see, you let them go, like bumping into some guy wearing a dress.
World.
Yeah, but now it, like some guys wearing dress. Some people in the world think that they're being brave. I think they're being a little weird.
Yeah, I think it's
okay.
It's so way overblown. I mean,
they've manipulated all the words to fit the story.
Yeah, well, they've taken this supreme minority of people and blown their whole existence out of proportion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're a tiny little sliver of society. I mean, come on.
And they got the nerve to call it racism.
You know, I don't care what they do. I don't care what you want to do with your life. You know, but that doesn't mean you deserve, you know, 90% of the attention.
Well, it's the negative attention, I think, Rob.
Well, yeah, they want any attention.
Well, they play it
just
really
like,
good
just like, or, just like a rowdy kid. They're going to act out to get attention, whether it's good or bad.
Put out a few good musicians in the 60s. Good guitar players in the 30s and the 40s.
Yeah.
But, outside of that, maybe a few basketball players. You know, to accomplish something by race is more ignorant than you can imagine. Now, if they were trying to pull off, like, Tribe, I might even be sympathetic towards that. But they don't. They use this imaginary racism shit.
Yeah, well, this imaginary, not imaginary, perceived harm that they've suffered because their great-grandparents were slaves.
Well, I think it's because they got tricked into becoming Democrats, and the shit that that goes along with it
another level of it, but...
Yeah.
Black people in Africa today own millions of slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there have been slaves of every race, color, creed, gender, what the fuck ever you want to.
There were more Irish slaves than there ever were black slaves in America.
Yeah.
Than debt slaves. You got layers and different ways.
And if you really want to look at it, we're all slaves today.
Yep.
We're all fucking slaves.
Exactly. Yeah.
Slaves or outcasts. You're either a slave or an outcast like me.
And the people that indentured themselves for 7 years for passage to the New World. That was seven years of slavery.
That's voluntary servitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and back when you had a code and you were dependent on others to eat, because we had this other world where we had restaurants open at 4 a.m. Remember that other world where we came from? That dwindled down in the last 20 or 30 years to this bad joke they're calling America?
I'm
scared. You guys got me frightened. I don't know what to make of this. I think you're headed for civil war from what I'm reading and seeing, though.
No.
They're pushing for it.
All this stuff will never happen. All this stuff is very isolated. It's all orchestrated and mediated.
That's why they're pushing for the people to do stuff.
You're getting that micro view. You know, they're showing these zoomed in photo ops of these places where it's all, you know, it looks like it's just total chaos. And yeah, Minneapolis got a little crazy there for a little bit. But all the rest of this is just fake bullshit.
If the media would stop reporting on it, it'd go away.
Yeah, well, it doesn't exist.
There's not a lot on the internet.
It's freaking, what do they call them? They're fucking
lying.
Photo shoots. The sets. They're sets. They're movie sets.
Yeah.
They're like movie sets. They're setting up. That's the whole thing in Portland. They're saying, they set it up and then they turn it down. It was a photo op.
Yeah.
Wow. How nice.
It's all orchestrated. And it's controlled. It's all been computer modeled and tested. Mm-hmm. And this is what the computer is telling them to do.
Oh, okay. So they're taking orders from a higher source.
Well, it's orchestrated. It's not a direct order thing. They manipulate things in a way to make things happen without it actually being their hand on the, you know.
It's amazing what cash will do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, you want a left nostril inhaler that glows in the dark and fires a .22 shell? I got 4 of them left.
I guess I'm going to... I'm not going to have to end the show early here.
Not a problem, Rob. Thanks a lot for
having an emergency pit stop coming up.
Okay, well, I was yakky tonight, so...
No, I prefer you to stay with us the whole time. That makes the show. I mean, that's why the whole banter and everything is what really is cool, in my opinion. So... we're coming up on 5. We'll just knock it off at 5 till 40 seconds to go.
Okay.
So,
thanks a lot, Larry. Thanks a lot, Rob, for letting me play. And I'll see you guys next week.
We really enjoy it.
Yes, we do.
All right. Thanks for coming, Larry, and thanks everybody for listening. It's been the Dropping a Coil Show on Thursday, June 18th. Have a great week.